Revolve. This is pissing me off. And I really think Google has blown this big time. First of all, I know they're having trouble with Nest. Nest is not living up to its expectation. They spent several billion dollars. They only had $500 million in revenue last year. Executives are leaving like rats leaving a sinking ship. They're even fighting. There's infighting. Remember, Nest bought Dropcam, and then the Dropcam founder started saying to Tony Fadell, you should stop blaming us for your bad results. We were doing great until you bought us. It was the biggest mistake I ever made. Oh, what a mess. This is what Alphabet hath wrought. Because once you spread these, you know, get these guys' financials out of the Google financials, and it's in public, suddenly they're eating their young.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Of course. Yes.
So the latest thing is Nest bought a little company called Revolve. They made a smart home hub. It was, it did look a little bit like a jar of hummus. and it, you know, it's not just that the hub costs a couple hundred bucks and that on the box they promised lifetime support, but then people probably went out and bought other things to work with it, right?
That'd be a mistake.
Some people had spent thousands on lights and locks and all this stuff. There was a great Medium post. This is where the hummus came from, by a guy who had used this to completely automate his house. And that time, Tony Fadell, he writes, this is Arlo Gilbert, sold me a container of hummus. This hummus cost $2.99. Tony Fadell sold me a $299 empty container of hummus. He didn't even get the hummus. But he'd really set up everything to work with this thing. Nest has announced that they're going to shut it down.
Not just shut down the company, not just shut down the product, but
the service.
They're going to brick, well, not even the service, they're going to brick his device.
The Revolve app will no longer, after May 15th, will no longer open. The hub won't work. Is my product still under warranty, it says on the FAQ on the Revolve site? No. Our one-year warranty against defects in materials or workmanship has expired for all Revolve products. Now, I understand you can stop making a product. I understand, but this really highlights, first of all, the vulnerability of Internet of Things machines. For instance, Google's OnHub router. Asus doesn't need to provide any services to my Asus router, but the OnHub needs services. The Revolve needs services.
And you bought it, and there's a contract. There's an implied contract that when you buy it, you can keep using it. And for them to cut it off, I mean, you want the definition of what's evil? This is evil.
I think so. Arlo says, hey, if I'd bought a Dell computer and then Dell said, oh, your computer will not work after the warranty period. And there's the warranty, but then there's also this kind of, as you say, implied contract. Now,
there's a caveat emptor to the extent that, oh, we're going to stop supporting this. We're going to stop making new things for it. You're stuck with it as is, but, you know, hey, you can go ahead and use it. Okay, right? But you paid for it. Unlike, let's say, a subscription service where we stop making Entertainment Weekly and you just stop getting it. But a magazine company has to give you a refund or another magazine on your choice. This case, you bought a product with the presumption that it would work as long as you could keep it going, and to then brick it and turn it off, that's just wrong. Now, however, Google has come in, and if you go to the, I think it's two links down on the rundown, Leo, I put in the latest.
No, they've kind of sort of, this is not what they need to do.
They need a mea culpa on top of the mountain.
No, they just keep the freaking servers running. I'm sorry, it's not that expensive.
Or refund everybody. If there's some reason.
Well, that's expensive. That's $300. But well, it would not cost $300 a user to keep some server on some Google guy's desk running so that this would work. And here's the real problem for Google, besides the PR stain. Google's already got a rap of discontinuing stuff people love. Google Reader, yes. And Google Wave, and Google Buzz, and Google, I mean, on and on and on. And why am I not going to buy another Google product if Google could just lose interest one day and turn it off? This is a business killer. This is horrific.
I'm driving down the road in my Google car, or it's driving me, and suddenly it just stops and says, sorry, you're not supported anymore.
And to refer, as Revolve has in its page, which is just jaunty and disgusting.
Yes.
To, well, you know, nothing lasts forever. We're shutting it down. It was great. We thank you for your support. Thanks, Tim and Mike. Screw you.
Oh, you know, we're sad for the end of Revolve, but this isn't the end of the Connected Home. This is the beginning.
Yeah, you know what?
Jobs.
It might not be because you guys have demonstrated to everybody the real vulnerability of Internet of Things stuff. If it needs a server and the company, for whatever reason, decides after a few years, yeah, it didn't work out so good, you got a piece of hardware that doesn't work. That's not like a computer. That's like a my smartphone will continue to work even if Google goes out of business. It may not get updates, but that's not what I'm saying. To brick it, they're bricking it.
Well, plus that it feels like, even though it's a service they're turning off, it feels like they reached into your home and turned something off.
Yes. Well, right? We got and our that's, money. That's, Google that's bought us. Big. See ya. Bye.
Yeah.
This is
not a googly thing to do. This is, or it may be an alphabet-y thing to do. It's not a googly thing to do.
I'm telling you, yeah. Alphabet has to swallow this. I know Nest is hemorrhaging money, blah, blah, blah. Alphabet has to swallow this and just keep the server running. That's all they have to do. If they don't, and you know what? Eventually, the last Revolve user will die or find something better. But if they don't, it's not about Revolve or Revolve users. It's about the strong impression it's given me and many others, I'm sure, that Google is not in it for the long haul.